Welcome to the Creator Series. We'll introduce you to the creators sharing their ideas during Jacksonville's crowdfunding festival, OneSpark. It's an event that allows artists, inventors, and creators from all over the world to showcase their work and find funding. Each week, WJCT's Rebecca Farmer highlights a creator from the First Coast.
I would go out and take pictures of people, and it's not about their face or the details of them. It's more about what embodies them.
Yvonne Lozano is creating a project that you can be involved in. The I Am Jax Project aims to represent the people of Jacksonville through artistic silhouettes placed around town.
Some of them will look like they're belonging downtown walking with a briefcase. There may be other ones that are just doing something crazy, like maybe like a breakdancer in an interesting pose or a ballerina, because those are still people who make up Jacksonville.
Lozano has lived in Jacksonville for 27 years. She has spent many years getting to know her community and wants to include all the people she sees on the streets of Jacksonville.
It could be people who are walking in downtown and they see the project, they see the hashtag, you know, they look up the person that they're looking at, then they go and they tag their picture.
I Am Jax creates a way people can interact with each other. She will place a QR code on the silhouette so visitors can use their phone to scan the code and find out more information about the person represented. Lozano's goal is to bring people to the downtown area.
On the QR, when you pull it up, you actually see what the actual project looks like in downtown. So then again, it's linking people right back to downtown.
Right.
Like, you can actually take this project and kind of sprinkle it throughout Jacksonville as well.
Lozano hopes she can see her I Am Jax project come to life.
The OneSpark project is about getting funding so that I can go out and get those silhouettes.
Creators will present their projects during OneSpark, April 17th through the 21st, in various venues around downtown. You can see more creations on OneSpark's website and find out how to get more involved at beonespark.com. Rebecca Farmer, WJCT News.